SBS Radio.
The following podcast deals with issues such as depression, self-harm, and suicide. If you or anyone you know needs support and information about suicide prevention and mental health issues, you can contact Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. You can also call the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467 or find a local medical service on the website of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation at nacho.org.au. Suicide rates for Indigenous people are twice as high than for non-Indigenous Australians. And suicide rates can vary from each region across Indigenous communities, and in some instances can be as high as 7 times more than the rest of the Australian population. Why are the numbers so high for the Indigenous population? And what is causing our people to succumb to such high rates of self-harm, which can lead to suicide? And what are we doing as a society to fix this? I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
So I love to have a drink with my friends and go out and, you know, on a weekend and have a social thing, but I got to the point where I was that down mentally and in my life. I used to drink just to feel better. It used to make me feel happy. You know, I'm a happy drunk. I am. Like, if I go out and drink, I get happy and, you know, have a great time. And I think that's why I turned to it quite quickly, because it made me feel normal. And I'm luckily, I just went off it. You know, I wasn't doing it long enough to have an issue with it. But the issue was that it made me feel better when I drank. But, you know, if I stayed on it any longer, that probably wouldn't have had the effect anymore, you know, and then all of a sudden I'd be drinking more to get the effect, and then more, you know, and then find myself in really bad health state for too much alcohol.
We will hear more from Jason Owens, singer-songwriter and former contestant of reality TV show X Factor, later in the podcast. But now, let's start the conversation with Professor Pat Dudgeon from the University of Western Australia. She is also a director of Gai Dui, which means proud spirit in English, and national director of the Centre of Best Practice in Indigenous Suicide Prevention.
Gai Dui is a recently formed Indigenous leadership group to look at, to advise and to ensure that activities happen for Indigenous mental health, well-being and suicide prevention. So it's a much needed body. You know, we've had other little bodies previously, but this brings together Indigenous leaders, and we will be doing a whole range of activities to ensure that mental health, suicide prevention, emotional well-being remain as national priorities and they are implemented.
Pat Dudgeon and the team at Gai Dui are working hard on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership in social and emotional well-being, mental health and suicide prevention. This is all a part of the Gai Dui strategy, which will help those suffering from tough times in their life.
Oh, look, there'll have to be a raft of different steps to do that. We did have a fantastic, and we really like this old, we had a national Indigenous suicide prevention strategy some years back, but during a change of government, it was discontinued, and we were very upset about that, because it had been a strategy that had undergone a full and proper consultation with all Aboriginal communities across the nation. It was strength-based. It was about empowering local communities to take charge of their issues. It was about, you know, encouraging a culturally appropriate research, encouraging mainstream organisations to work with Indigenous community organisations in proper ways. And it also enshrined Indigenous governance. So that was an exceptionally good strategy that was discontinued. And our issues have been taken up with various mainstream plans and strategies about mental health and or suicide prevention, but we really do need our own standalone plan, and that was evident. We had the big World Indigenous and National Suicide Prevention Conferences in Perth in 2018. And there was overwhelming feeling from the participants, all the Indigenous participants who were there or attendees, that, yes, we did need our own standalone plan, because Indigenous suicide is different. And unfortunately, when we're made a part of other activities, sometimes the nuances and you know, the focus that we need to start dealing, addressing and preventing suicide is lost. So we're really delighted that Guy Dewey has been tasked to take on the development of a new Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander suicide prevention plan, and that will pick up on the previous plan. The Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Evaluation Project, and other activities that have been happening across the nation. So it'll incorporate information that has come about since the old plan, but it'll create a new plan that's specifically for Indigenous people themselves.
We know that Indigenous suicide rates are twice as high than that of non-Indigenous people. So what are the statistics? According to Pat Dudgeon, the statistics vary from community to community. For example, rates in the Kimberley are 7 times higher for Aboriginal people. So how do the rates compare to that of non-Indigenous Australians? Pat Dudgeon says these numbers and the reality that they describe are appalling.
Our rates are very appalling. On average, we have twice the suicide death rates of other Australians. But when you break it down, I think an even grimmer or bleaker picture emerges, because in certain age groups, suicide is the leading cause of death. We know in some areas there's incredible numbers, suicide rates are very high. For instance, in the Kimberley, Indigenous people are 7 times more likely to take their lives than other Australians. So I think we have to be, even though the overall rate is bad, it's not good, we must keep in mind that if you break it down to particular groups, age or there are other vulnerable groups, or if you break it down by region, different pictures emerge. But we know that the answer to addressing suicide is the same across the nation, and there's two big things that need to be put in place. One, Indigenous governance. So Indigenous people need to be a part of addressing the issue, of coming up with programs and services that will deal with it, and to be in charge of those programs and services too. So that's important. And the second thing is a cultural consideration. So part of our recovery from suicide needs to be a strengthening of our cultural identity.
There are many different reasons why someone may choose to self-harm or take their own life. And there can be a number of many different reasons why people may not seek help, and that is due to perhaps isolation, personal pressures such as family or financial pressures, and alcohol and drug abuse. Pat Dudgeon says colonisation has a big part to play in our current rates of self-harm and suicide.
The there's many issues, and I don't think it's ever going to be the same one for everyone. I think there's probably a whole bunch of different factors, and they'll be in different order for different people. But I think overall what we're seeing, in my view, is many of our suicides are a consequence from that process of colonisation that has denigrated our people. And, you know, we had events like the Stolen Generations and the big trauma of that. You know, there's ongoing disadvantage. You know, our people are always the poorest. We're the most incarcerated. We're dealing with racism ongoingly. You know, there's so many different disadvantages that our people contend with, and they are some of the contributing factors. You know, we need to ensure there are structures in place that make our people strong and resilient, but also that respect and value our different cultures. And so we can grow our children up in a society that says to them, you are okay and you are valued. Right now, most of society says negative things about Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people.
Let's go now to Victoria. Jill Gallagher is the CEO of the Victorian Community Controlled Health Organisation. Jill says the events of the 2020 bushfires and the coronavirus pandemic have caused more stress and poor health for many Victorian Aboriginal community members, and explains what sort of pressures local people are under and how it is affecting people's mental health across the community.
So, I mean, with the bushfires here in Victoria, that happened just before COVID hit. So there was already a lot of anxiety, a lot of hurts, a lot of fear, and then COVID. So we've all suffered right across the globe, really, with COVID. But in recent times with Victoria, we went through our second wave, and we still are. So, and the stage four restrictions impacting on everyone, but in particular impacting on our mob also. The Aboriginal communities in Victoria. We have currently 58,000 Aboriginal people that live in Victoria. So, the stress of being lonely, the stress of being isolated, the stress of not being able to go to a doctor when you need to without a lot of complications, that is. So all those stresses, they have to come out somewhere. And I don't think we've got a system that can cope with what is coming now, what is happening now, but also going to grow bigger, and that's mental health.
Jill Gallagher is worried about the community's well-being and mental health impacts on family. Suicide rates are low, but last year we had the highest number on record for the community. There is fear around COVID causing stress and chronic health issues. And Jill warns of a second pandemic of mental health.
I mean, in the recent coroner's report, it basically stated that Victorians in general, our suicide rates are quite steady, low. They're not having increased in a big way. But funny enough, in the Victorian Aboriginal community, last year was our highest on record rates of suicides in the Victorian Aboriginal community. And as we speak today, we're on par with the same statistics for last year, which is quite concerning. So, I mean, as you could imagine, the impacts of loneliness, the impacts of isolation, the fear around COVID, we have a lot of our own people that have underlying issues with chronic health. So we're going to have a second pandemic, and that's, in my prediction, is it's mental health and SEWB.
Jill is concerned about community members' well-being and the high levels of everyday stress that may very well contribute to high levels of self-harm and suicide across the Indigenous community.
Unfortunately, our mobs, the Aboriginal community, you know, we have, even before COVID, we were dealing with a lot of stresses. And all you have to look at is the over-representation of our mob in the justice system. All you got to look at is the, our children still being taken away at alarming rates. They close the gap. The life expectancy of Aboriginal people. There's a whole raft of measures that you, all you got to do is look at, even before COVID hit. Now with COVID on top of that, of course I'm concerned.
Numbers, initiatives, and policies can only tell us the big narrative of what is happening around Australia. But this big narrative is made of thousands of different individual and personal stories. Jason Owens is a singer-songwriter who has experienced his share of ups and downs in life. Jason was the runner-up in the reality TV show X Factor back in 2012. Since then, he has shared his mental health issues and been upfront about what he has experienced in his life professionally and personally.
I originally grew up in a little place in central New South Wales called Albert. It's only a little town of 12 people. I grew up there, you know, loved my music, grew up out there singing. All my family played instruments and sang at local hotels and bars and restaurants and things like that all my life. And I used to get around with them and start singing. And this one day I went and auditioned for X Factor. And cut a long story short, that journey was absolutely phenomenal. I became the runner-up in 2012. I think over the years, I've really struggled with, you know, the popularity and the public profile, as well as a lot of other things that have happened in my life. Like I've got psoriasis really bad on my skin. It's like an eczema, and I'm finding it really hard to cure that, but I'm treating it the best I possibly can. And having that with a public profile, you know, people talking about it, it's brought me down a lot. I turned to the bottle for a while. I was drinking a lot of alcohol every night. I was definitely on the verge of alcoholism there at one point. It's just something that I used to bottle up all my feelings. I wasn't used to that attention. I got the attention. I love what I do, don't get me wrong. It's what I was born to do. I've started to cope a lot better with it now, obviously, and I just started speaking out about my issues, and I feel amazing about it, and I really hope that I can help change people's lives, because it's something that every second person at the end of the day has things that get them down every single day. And I just hope that me speaking out about it, and them, you know, might be knowing me from my profile or television or whatever it might be, my music, I just hope that it, you know, can help people speak out and overcome things in their life.
Jason continues to yarn about his struggles and remains optimistic about reaching out to others who may need a helping hand.
As I said, I was in a bad place, and my manager, Jason Williamson, said to me, mate, you just need to find something that gives you the motivation to pull yourself out of this hole. It's just like you don't think you can get out of it. And I happened to discover Woody Belfort. He's a Canadian. He was born with cerebral palsy, and his dream was to be a professional athlete and bodybuilder, confined to a wheelchair. And I watched the story on him grow as a kid, you know, going through his life to now being one of the greatest, you know, basketball players in Canada, in a wheelchair, confined to a wheelchair, and one of the, you know, most fittest bodybuilders you could see. And you watch him train in the gym, confined to a wheelchair and things like that. You sit there and you go, like, I'm really sitting here worried about something so small compared to what people are overcoming out there. So let's get out there and change your life. So he was a massive inspiration to me. And so as I was saying a minute ago, you know, like, it's, I turned like to Woody, and he just inspired me. So I said to my manager, I found someone that really inspires me, and I really hope that I can get motivated, you know, and change my life. And not only that either, mate, I've lost 15 kilos. Like, I put a lot of weight on because I turned to eating my emotions as well as drinking, you know, scotch and Coke and things like that, you know, all the time. And so I've lost 15 kilos in the last few months, which has been a big thing too. I'm overcoming a lot at the moment, and I feel really good.
Jason Owens wants to reach out to help other people if they are experiencing difficulties in life. And he has a positive message for all of us and encourages us to speak out about problems.
My biggest message of all for people is, as I've said, at the end of the day, speak about your problems. We're all human. We, you know, every one of us are human, and we all go through different things in life. There's ups and downs in life. There could be small things chipping away. As I said, there could be big things happening in your life. But there's people there for all of us. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is back down. Just speak about your problems. And believe me, you feel so much better for it.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Jason Owens, Professor Pat Dudgeon and Jill Gallagher. And thank you also to NITV Radio's Bertrand Tuganami for production assistance. If you want more information on Guy Dewey or Proud Spirit Australia regarding the renewal of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Strategy, background can be found on their website. And if you need help or know of someone needing help, do reach out to Lifeline on 131114 and Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. You can also call the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467 or find a local medical service on the website of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation at nacho.org.au. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV Podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. And you can listen just by going to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.